Hey, I do this stuff for a living. SteveWebVoiceovers.com. Hi, and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 278. Today we'll be reading Isaiah chapters 47 through 51. Oh, and by the way, I'm Steve Webb, your host. Let's begin. Isaiah chapter 47. Fall down, sit in the dirt, O virgin daughter Babylon. Sit on the ground, not on a throne, O daughter of the Babylonians. Indeed, you will no longer be called delicate and pampered. Pick up the millstones and grind flour. Remove your veil, strip off your skirt, expose your legs, cross the streams. Let your private parts be exposed. Your genitals will be on display. I will get revenge. I will not have pity on anyone, says our protector, the Lord who commands armies in his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit silently. Go to a hiding place, O daughter of the Babylonians. Indeed, you will no longer be called Queen of Kingdoms. I was angry at my people. I defiled my special possession and handed them over to you. You showed them no mercy. You even placed a very heavy burden on old people. You said, I will rule forever as permanent queen. You did not think about these things. You did not consider how it would turn out. So now, listen to this, O one who lives so lavishly, who lives securely, who says to herself, I am unique, no one can compare to me. I will never have to live as a widow. I will never lose my children. Both of these will come upon you suddenly in one day. You will lose your children and be widowed. You will be overwhelmed by these tragedies, despite your many incantations and your numerous amulets. You were complacent in your evil deeds. You thought, no one sees me. Your self-professed wisdom and knowledge lead you astray when you say, I am unique, no one can compare to me. Disaster will overtake you. You will not know how to charm it away. Destruction will fall on you. You will not be able to appease it. Calamity will strike you suddenly before you recognize it. Persist in trusting your amulets and your many incantations which you have faithfully recited since your youth. Maybe you will be successful. Maybe you will scare away disaster. You were tired out from listening to so much advice. Let them take their stand, the ones who see omens in the sky, who gaze at the stars, who make monthly predictions. Let them rescue you from the disaster that is about to overtake you. Look, they are like straw, which the fire burns up. They cannot rescue themselves from the heat of the flames. There are no coals to warm them, no firelight to enjoy. They will disappoint you, those you have so faithfully dealt with since your youth. Each strays off in his own direction, leaving no one to rescue you. Isaiah chapter 48. Listen to this, O family of Jacob, you who are called by the name Israel and who are descended from Judah, who take oaths in the name of the Lord and invoke the God of Israel, but not in an honest and just manner. Indeed, they live in the holy city. They trust in the God of Israel, whose name is the Lord who commands armies. I announced events beforehand. I issued the decrees and made the predictions. Suddenly I acted, and they came to pass. I did this because I know how stubborn you are. Your neck muscles are like iron, and your forehead like bronze. I announced them to you beforehand. Before they happened, I predicted them for you, so that you could never say, My image did these things, my idol, my cast image, decreed them. You have heard, but now look at all the evidence. Will you not admit that what I say is true? From this point on, I am announcing to you new events that are previously unrevealed and you do not know about. Now they come into being, not in the past. Before today, you did not hear about them, so you could not say, Yes, I know about them. You did not hear, you did not know, you were not told beforehand. For I know that you are very deceitful. You were labeled a rebel from birth. For the sake of my reputation, I hold back my anger. For the sake of my prestige, I restrain myself from destroying you. Look, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have purified you in the furnace of misery. For my sake alone I will act, for how can I allow my name to be defiled? I will not share my glory with anyone else. Listen to me, O Jacob. Israel, whom I summoned, I am the one. I am present at the very beginning and at the very end. Yes, my hand founded the earth. My right hand spread out the sky. I summoned them. They stand together. All of you, gather together and listen. Who among them announces these things? The Lord's ally will carry out his desire against Babylon, and he will exert his power against the Babylonians. I have spoken, yes, I have summoned them. I lead them, and he will succeed. Approach me, listen to this. From the very first I have not spoken in secret. When it happens, I am here. So now, the sovereign Lord has sent me, accompanied by his Spirit. This is what the Lord, your protector, says, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you how to succeed, who leads you in the way you should go. If only you had obeyed my commandments, prosperity would have flowed to you like a river. Deliverance would have come to you like the waves of the sea. Your descendants would have been as numerous as sand, and your children like its granules. Their name would not have been cut off and eliminated from my presence. Leave Babylon, flee from the Babylonians. Announce it with a shout of joy. Make this known. Proclaim it throughout the earth. Say, the Lord protects his servant Jacob. They do not thirst as he leads them through dry regions. He makes water flow out of a rock for them. He splits open a rock and water flows out. There will be no prosperity for the wicked, says the Lord. Isaiah chapter 49. Listen to me, you coastlands. Pay attention, you people who live far away. The Lord summoned me from birth. He commissioned me when my mother brought me into this world. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. He hid me in the hollow of his hand. He made me like a sharpened arrow. He held me in his quiver. He said to me, you are my servant, Israel, through whom I will reveal my splendor. But I thought, I have worked in vain. I have expended my energy for absolutely nothing. But the Lord will vindicate me. My God will reward me. So now the Lord says, the one who formed me from birth to be a servant, he did this to restore Jacob to himself, so that Israel might be gathered to him, and I will be honored in the Lord's sight. For my God is my source of strength. He says, is it too insignificant a task for you to be my servant, to reestablish the tribes of Jacob and restore the remnant of Israel? I will make you a light to the nations, so you can bring my deliverance to the remote regions of the earth. This is what the Lord, the protector of Israel, their Holy One, says to the one who is despised and rejected by nations, a servant of rulers. Kings will see and rise in respect. Princes will bow down because of the faithful Lord, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. This is what the Lord says. At the time I decide to show my favor, I will respond to you. In the day of deliverance, I will help you. I will protect you and make you a covenant mediator for people to rebuild the land and to reassign the desolate property. You will say to the prisoners, come out, and to those who are in dark dungeons, emerge. They will graze beside the roads. On all the slopes they will find pasture. They will not be hungry or thirsty. The sun's oppressive heat will not beat down on them. For one who has compassion on them will guide them. He will lead them to springs of water. I will make all my mountains into a road. I will construct my roadways. Look, they come from far away. Look, they come from the north and the west, and others from the land of Sinim. Shout for joy, O sky. Rejoice, O earth. Let the mountains give a joyful shout, for the Lord consoles his people and shows compassion to the oppressed. Zion said, the Lord has abandoned me. The sovereign master has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her baby who nurses at her breast? Can she withhold compassion from the child she has born? Even if mothers were to forget, I could never forget you. Look, I have inscribed your name on my palms. Your walls are constantly before me. Your children hurry back, while those who destroyed and devastated you depart. Look all around you. All of them gather to you. As surely as I live, says the Lord, you will certainly wear all of them like jewelry. You will put them on as if you were a bride. Yes, your land lies in ruins. It is desolate and devastated. But now you will be too small to hold your residence, and those who devoured you may be far away. Yet the children born during your time of bereavement will say within your hearing, this place is too cramped for us. Make room for us so we can live here. Then you will think to yourself, who bore these children for me? I was bereaved and barren, dismissed and divorced. Who raised these children? Look, I was left all alone. Where did these children come from? This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Look, I will raise my hand to the nations. I will raise my signal flag to the peoples. They will bring your sons in their arms and carry your daughters on their shoulders. Kings will be your children's guardians. Their princesses will nurse your children. With their faces to the ground, they will bow down to you, and they will lick the dirt on your feet. Then you will recognize that I am the Lord. Those who wait patiently for me are not put to shame. Can spoils be taken from a warrior, or captives be rescued from a conqueror? Indeed, says the Lord, Captives will be taken from a warrior. Spoils will be rescued from a conqueror. I will oppose your adversary, and I will rescue your children. I will make your oppressors eat their own flesh. They will get drunk on their own blood, as if it were wine. Then all humankind will recognize that I am the Lord, your deliverer, your protector, the powerful ruler of Jacob. Isaiah chapter 50. This is what the Lord says. Where is your mother's divorce certificate by which I divorced her? Or to which of my creditors did I sell you? Look, you were sold because of your sins. Because of your rebellious acts, I divorced your mother. Why does no one challenge me when I come? Why does no one respond when I call? Is my hand too weak to deliver you? Do I lack the power to rescue you? Look, with a mere shout I can dry up the sea. I can turn streams into a desert so the fish rot away and die from lack of water. I can clothe the sky in darkness. I can cover it with sackcloth. The Sovereign Lord has given me the capacity to be a spokesman so that I know how to help the weary. He wakes me up every morning. He makes me alert so I can listen attentively as disciples do. The Sovereign Lord has spoken to me clearly. I have not rebelled. I have not turned back. I offered my back to those who attacked, my jaws to those who tore out my beard. I did not hide my face from insults and spitting. But the Sovereign Lord helps me, so I am not humiliated. For that reason I am steadfastly resolved. I know I will not be put to shame. The one who vindicates me is close by. Who dares to argue with me? Let us confront each other. Who is my accuser? Let him challenge me. Look, the Sovereign Lord helps me. Who dares to condemn me? Look, all of them will wear out like clothes. A moth will eat away at them. Who among you fears the Lord? Who obeys his servant? Whoever walks in deep darkness without light should trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. Look, all of you who start a fire and who equip yourselves with flaming arrows, walk in the light of the fire you started and among the flaming arrows you ignited. This is what you will receive from me. You will lie down in a place of pain. Isaiah chapter 51. Listen to me, you who nurse godliness, who seek the Lord. Look at the rock from which you were chiseled, at the quarry from which you were dug. Look at Abraham, your father, and Sarah, who gave you birth. When I summoned them, he was a lone individual, but I blessed him and gave him numerous descendants. Certainly the Lord will console Zion. He will console all their ruins. He will make their wilderness like Eden, their desert like the garden of the Lord. Happiness and joy will be restored to her, thanksgiving and the sound of music. Pay attention to me, my people. Listen to me, my people, for I will issue a decree. I will make my justice a light to the nations. I am ready to vindicate. I am ready to deliver. I will establish justice among the nations. The coastlands wait patiently for me. They wait in anticipation for the revelation of my power. Look up at the sky. Look at the earth below. For the sky will dissipate like smoke, and the earth will wear out like clothes. Its residents will die like gnats. But the deliverance I give is permanent. The vindication I provide will not disappear. Listen to me, you who know what is right, you people who are aware of my law. Don't be afraid of the insults of men. Don't be discouraged because of their abuse. For a moth will eat away at them like clothes. A clothes moth will devour them like wool. But the vindication I provide will be permanent. The deliverance I give will last. Wake up, wake up. Clothe yourself with strength, O arm of the Lord. Wake up as in former times, as in antiquity. Do you not smash the proud one? Do you not wound the sea monster? Did you not dry up the sea, the waters of the great deep? Did you not make a path through the depths of the sea, so those delivered from bondage could cross over? Those whom the Lord has ransomed will return. They will enter Zion with a happy shout. Unending joy will crown them. Happiness and joy will overwhelm them. Grief and suffering will disappear. I am the one who consoles you. Why are you afraid of mortal men, or of mere human beings who are as short-lived as grass? Why do you forget the Lord who made you, who stretched out the sky and founded the earth? Why do you constantly tremble all day long at the anger of the oppressor when he makes plans to destroy? Where is the anger of the oppressor? The one who suffers will soon be released. He will not die in prison. He will not go hungry. I am the Lord your God, who churns up the sea so that its waves surge, the Lord who commands armies in his name. I commission you as my spokesman. I cover you with the palm of my hand to establish the sky and to found the earth, to say to Zion, you are my people. Wake up, wake up. Get up, Jerusalem. You drank from the cup that the Lord passed to you, which was full of his anger. You drained it dry, the goblet full of intoxicating wine. There was no one to lead her among all the children she bore. There was no one to take her by the hand among all the children she raised. These double disasters confronted you, but who feels sorry for you? Destruction and devastation, famine and sword. But who consoles you? Your children are faint. They lie at the head of every street like an antelope in a snare. They are left in a stupor by the Lord's anger, by the battle cry of your God. So listen to this, oppressed one, who is drunk, but not from wine. This is what your sovereign master, the Lord your God, says. Look, I have removed from your hand the cup of intoxicating wine, the goblet full of my anger. You will no longer have to drink it. I will put it into the hand of your tormentors who said to you, lie down so we can walk over you. He made your back like the ground and like the street of those who walked over you. There were more prophecies of the coming Messiah in today's reading. Did you hear them? There's some homework for you to do. Go back and listen again, or pick up your own Bible and read it, and see if you can find the messianic prophecies. Thank you so much for being with me today. I appreciate it, and we'll see you tomorrow. May God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.